I always say that when I come to Serbia, I really feel very much at home. It is something which I really cannot explain.
Uvek kažem, kad god dođem u Srbiju, zaista se osjećam kao kod kuće I to je nešto što ne mogu da objasnim, zaista.
It was when I entered the first time into Belgrade that I somehow had almost a mystical, or you could say, yes, mystical is the best explanation, a vision that I was in a previous life. In Belgrade.
I kada sam prvi put došao u Srbiju, imao sam to mistično iskustvo da sam u svom prošlom životu zapravo bio u Beogradu.
Now you may say, Sashinana Swami is most probably saying this in every country which he visits.
A da, vi sad možete reći, pa da, sad Sashinana Swami ti to sigurno govoriš kad, koji god grad drugi da odeš.
But it is not true. I have never said it anywhere else.
Ali to nije istina, zapravo nigde to nisam više rekao osim ovde.
And also now I'm very much fascinated. For instance, when I came here, I thought there's no need to give a program. The devotees are happy just talking to each other. They are so kind with each other.
I kada sam došao ovde, onda sam mislio, pa zašto uopšte I držati bilo kakav program, vidjevši samo bhakte kako su srećni, dok pričaju jedni sa drugima.
Today I talked to a very dear devotee who carries my own name, Jai Sachinandan, and I expressed my views that I think here the devotees have a very, let us say, a heart which they do not hide from others.
I kada sam danas pričao sa mojim imenjakom Jai Sachinandana Prabhom, onda sam mu baš rekao kako bhakte ovde imaju tako jako otvoreno srce, jednostavno I ništa ne skrivaju ono što je u njihovom srcu.
Sometimes it's good to keep one's heart in a hidden place, but in Serbia we don't do this.
Mada je ponekad dobro da naše srce bude na skrivenom mestu, ali u Srbiji to ne radi.
It has its advantages and also, like everything in the world, it brings a little, it makes life very intense. Yeah.
Mada ponekad to može da učini naš život da bude malo intenzivan.
So I'm very happy to see all the known faces and the small Gaurahari of Sita is already in ecstasy. His hairs are standing in the air.
Jako mi je drago da vidim sva poznata lica I Situ sa malim Gaurahariom koji je totalno u ekstazi, kosa mu je sva.
Hare Krishna. I would like to speak this evening about a very touchy subject matter. It is called emotional fulfillment in Krishna consciousness.
Večeras bih htela da pričam o veoma važnoj temi koja se zove ispunjenje u svesnosti Krišne.
When people start their spiritual life, it sometimes happens that they are afraid of their emotions.
Kada ljudi započnu sa svojim duhovnim životom, može se desiti da budu uplašeni svojim emocijama.
There is a reason for this fear.
I postoji razlog za ovakav strah.
People in the material life very much suffer from negative emotions.
I ljudi u materijalnom životu jako puno ispaštaju od negativnih emocija.
We hear in the spiritual scriptures of all traditions that a spiritual person should be aware of the power of lust, greed, envy, illusions and all these things.
I u duhovnim spisima slušamo o tome koliko su opasne iluzija, požuda I sve druge negativne.
Most people in material life have experienced that due to the powerful force of Maya, their emotions are often invaded with these negative forces.
I didn't catch it.
Most most people in this world have the experience that due to the powerful force of Maya, their emotions are very often invaded by these negative forces.
I mnogi ljudi u materijalnom svetu imaju to iskustvo pod moćnim uticajem Maje, kako imaju taj strah i sve te njihove unutrašnje odlike su pod uticajem tih emocija.
For instance, in the matter of partnership, we hear that there are now 70% of the marriages are, at least in Germany, ending in ugly, hateful divorce scenes.
I to možemo da vidimo u bračnim odnosima, recimo 70% brakova, barem u Nemačkoj, se jako ružno završavaju sa razvodima i to je strašno.
So when people start their spiritual journey, they are aware and very cautious of the problem of negative emotions.
I kada ljudi započnu sa duhovnim životom, oni su jako svesni i onda jako paze na te negativne emocije.
Yes, yes. In addition, those who are practicing the spiritual path often hear that the very mind can be their greatest enemy.
I onda oni koji stupe na duhovni put, onda čuju da njihov može da bude jako veliki neprijatelj.
And these are not just some empty words. They have experienced how sometimes the mind makes so many problems.
I to nisu samo neke prazne reči, jednostavno oni imaju iskustvo toga kako um može da im napravi jako puno problema.
People want to concentrate, but they cannot concentrate.
Oni žele da se skoncentrišu, ali jednostavno ne mogu.
People want to live a happy life, but they can't be happy.
Žele da budu srećni, ali jednostavno ne mogu da budu srećni.
All because of the, some traditions say, the monkey mind. They have a bad word for it.
I postoje jedna reč, to je um koji je kao majmun.
So, many times those who start the spiritual world, spiritual journey, are very careful of emotions and of what goes on in the mind.
I zato oni koji krenu duhovnim putem jako su obazrevi sa tim emocijama i sa svim tim stvarima koje se dešavaju u njihovom umu.
But to ignore emotions also doesn't work.
Ali ignorisati emocije to također ne funkcioniše.
We have seen many swamis not only in the Gaudiya Vaishnav line and Madhvacharya's line, not only who wanted to stay away from things like love to women, but then when they were old, they just couldn't do it any longer, and they had some accident.
I videli smo mnoge svamije, kako i u našoj tradiciji, tako i u drugim, jednostavno da su hteli da ostanu po strani što se tiče tog pitanja odnosa sa ženama, ali jednostavno to ih je preplavilo i onda nisu mogli da uspe u tom.
In America, when I visited 2 years ago, there was a huge scandal in Boston about bishops who were trying to keep the celibacy, but then somehow their hankerings for love exploded in such a way that they broke the celibacy, and they even did it with maledicis. Yes, there was a huge scandal, I remember.
I pre 2 godine, kada sam bio u Bostonu, u Americi, onda je izbio veliki skandal. Bio je jedan sveštenik koji je praktikovao celibat, ali onda odjednom je ta potreba za ljubavlju jednostavno eksplodirala na veoma čudan način.
Eksplodira, yes.
I onda se to desilo jako loše, čak sa nekom malom decom.
So it seems there's danger when you just live a material, emotional life, and there's danger when you try to suppress them. So what is the solution?
I koji izlaz iz toga vidimo, znači postoji problem kada sa tim, kad živimo materijalni život i te materijalne emocije, a onda s druge strane kad krenemo i upustimo se u duhovni život, onda opet imamo problema sa emocijama i onda treba naći sad izlaz iz toga.
Because it is springtime.
Sada je proleće.
And in Beograd, the emotions are at this moment very much,
working towards Lubov, I will address this difficult subject this evening. Is this all right with you?
I pošto je ovo Beograd i sad jako puno su se uzburkale emocije, proleće i zato sam odlučio da pričam baš o ovoj temi i da li se vi slažete sa tim?
In our Bhakti Shastras we understand that there that the main, let me say, hankering of the soul is the hankering for rasa.
U Bhakti Shastrama nalazimo da glavna težnja i žudnja duhovne duše je ta žudnja ka Bhakti Rasi.
Yes. No, not just Bhakti Rasa, just Rasa in general.
Ne samo Bhakti Rasa, već u globalu Rasa.
Yes. It's Rasa is a taste which appears in a relationship.
Rasa to je ukus koji se pojavljuje u odnosu.
For instance, the taste which appears between a mother and a father and their little child.
Kao recimo u odnosu između majke i oca prema svom detetu i obrnuto, yeah, detet prema roditeljima.
You can see this rasa in the case of Nanda Dulal and Sita.
Možete vidjeti tu rasu između Nanda Dulal, Prabhu i Sita.
They look very happy because of experiencing this taste of parental or filial love. We all have seen their happiness.
I svi to vidimo, znači oni su jako srećni i oni kušaju tu roditeljsku ljubav.
Yes. There are other relationships like for instance a friend to a friend.
Postoji drugi odnosi, recimo prijatelj prema prijatelju.
Yes, many of us are waiting for a friend in their lives.
I mnogi od nas mi čekamo na prijatelja da nam se desi u životu.
Because we hanker for this deep this taste which happens in friendship, you know, this humor, this confidence which we experience in each other. And when we are together with our friend, we are talking the whole night and don't want to sleep.
I kada smo sa našim prijateljima, onda možemo da kušamo tu razmenu, to poverenje. Jednostavno imamo toliko toga da pričamo da možemo da ne spavamo celu noć.
When Radhana Maharaj and myself are together, that is our constant problem. We always talk throughout the whole night and don't want to sleep. We want to experience the rasa of friendship.
I kada sam ja recimo sa Radhanat Maharajom, onda mi imamo taj problem, jer toliko želimo da kušamo tu rasu, prijateljstvo, da jednostavno ne spavamo po celu noć.
This and of course we all know the rasa which appears between a young boy and a young girl or old boy and an old girl.
Također znamo i za tu rasu koja se pojavljuje između mladića i devojaka.
It motivates the whole world to move on.
I to jednostavno motiviše ceo svet da ide dalje.
Now you must know that the word rasa is to understand a little bit more what it is in psychology, it means something like juice.
Ali rasa, recimo, sa tačke gledišta psihologije, to je nešto kao sok.
Juice is the essence of a fruit.
Sok je sama suština, ekstrakt sok.
Or the essence, really. The essentia. Essentia. Yes. Of the fruit. The juice makes the fruit what it is.
I taj sok je u stvari ono što zapravo čini tu voćku.
So in the same way this rasa, or let us say taste which comes from relationships, makes the human being into what it is.
I ta rasa, odnosno taj odnos, on u stvari zapravo čini ljudska bića da bude onakvim kakva ona jest.
It is said that there are two types of rasas.
I rečeno je da postoje dve vrste rase.
A mundane rasa.
Svetovna rasa.
Or a spiritual rasa.
I duhovna rasa.
I would like to describe in the language of Rupa Goswami what a mundane rasa is and what a spiritual rasa is.
I ja ću objasniti prema učenjima Rupa Goswamija šta znači ta materijalna svetovna rasa i šta je duhovna rasa.
Mundane rasa has two qualifications. is sometimes enjoyed and sometimes it doesn't taste good.
Ta materijalna rasa, ona ima dva aspekta. Ponekad jako puno može da nam pruži zadovoljstvo, a ponekad jako jednostavno nije baš ukusna.
Therefore you see in relationship sometimes there is closeness and sometimes there is tjaga, renunciation.
To možemo vidjeti u odnosima, nekad postanemo jako prisni, a onda nekad jednostavno postanemo ono odvojeni i jedno drugog.
The second qualification of the mundane rasa is that it is temporary, it ends with death.
I još jedna odlika te materijalne rase je da se on, da ona privremeno jednostavno završava se sa smrću.
Now in contrast, the bhakti rasa is the original nature of the soul and it is a permanent taste in the relationship with Krishna.
Sad s druge strane, nasuprot tome, postoji ta duhovna rasa koja je jednostavno sastavni deo duše i ona je usmjerena ka Krišni. I ona je večna.
Once you have loved Krishna, you will never hate him. He will be always your lovable person.
Ako smo jednom voljeli Krišnu, ne može da se desi da ga sad mrzimo ponovo. Jednostavno, mi ćemo ga uvek voljeti.
And your love to Krishna is also such that even the death cannot stop it.
I priroda te ljubavi prema Krišni je takva da jednostavno nju ni smrt ne može da zaustavi.
It always is, once it has started the bhakti rasa, the rasa to Krishna, it can only increase.
I ta bhakti rasa kada jednom počne da se razvija, ona se stalno uvećava i uvećava.
Now the soul or the person wants so much to experience this rasa.
I duhovna duša jako puno želi da iskusi takvu rasu.
Full emotional fulfillment without interruption or changes.
Potpuno emocionalno ispunjenje bez bilo kakvih promjena i bez kraja.
But we cannot have it on the material platform.
Ali na materijalnom nivou to ne možemo imati.
Prabhupada has stated in Nectar of Devotion, our love expands like a ray of light from our heart.
Prabhupada je rekao u Nectar of Devotion da je ta naša ljubav prema Krišni kao zrak.
Not ljubav pa Krišna. Our love expands. Ja znam srpski. Our love expands like a ray of light from the heart.
Naša ljubav se širi iz srca kao zrak svetlosti.
And it searches for the perfect object to be placed on.
I ona traži savršeni objekat na kome će se zaustaviti.
And only when it finds God is the love satisfied.
I jedino kada sretne Gospoda, onda je ta ljubav zadovoljena.
Otherwise it is always unsatisfied.
Inače uvek ostaje nezadovoljena, neispunjena.
I wish so much that the whole of Belgrade city could understand this point at this time of the year in spring.
Ja bih sada volao da ceo Beograd razume ovu poentu baš sad u ovo doba godine u proleće.
People would save themselves so much trouble.
Jer ljudi bi poštedili sebe jako puno nevolje.
So much disappointment.
Jako puno nezadovoljstva.
Hatred and murder.
Mržnje i ubistva.
Yeah, I heard that many the cause of murder when they go back now in psychology is often misplaced love.
I u stvari u psihologiji ta ubistva i ta mržnja, to je u stvari jednostavno pogrešno usmerena ljubav u pozadini.
Hare Krishna, Shridam. So many devotees are emotionally not fulfilled. Hare Krishna.
I jako puno bhakta su emocionalno neispunjeni.
So many devotees are emotionally dry. Hare Krishna.
I jako puno bhakta emocionalno su suvi.
So many devotees are not happy. Hare Krishna.
Jako puno bhakta nije sretno.
Now I've said something which caught the attention of everyone.
Sada sam rekao neke stvari koje su privukle pažnju.
No more high philosophy.
Nema više visoke filozofije.
Let us get down to the essence.
Hajde da se spustimo do suštine.
What do you do about your emotional fulfillment?
Šta radite po pitanju vaše emocionalne ispunjenosti?
Are you tasting rasa?
Da li kušate tu rasu?
Are you tasting something?
Da li bilo šta uopšte kušate?
Very important questions.
Jako važno pitanje.
This question was asked by one yogi called Shobari Muni.
I jedan jogi, Shobari Muni, je baš pitao ovo pitanje.
Shobari Muni lived in celibacy.
Shobari Muni, on je živeo u celibatu.
And he wanted to make sure that he is not disturbed by any sensual or mental agitation.
I on je želeo da se osigura da bude na takvom mestu da nema nikakva uznemirenja što se tiče čula ili bilo čega drugog, njegove pažnje.
So he went to the, he dove, was diving into the Yamuna and sat on the ground of the Yamuna.
I on je sedeo na obali Yamune, a zaronio je, on je zaronio ispod u Yamunu.
He was able to practice rechaka, that is keeping the breath for yourself.
I on je praktikovao rechaku, znači zadržavao je dah unutar sebe.
And he meditated.
I meditirao je.
And meditated.
I meditirao.
And meditated.
I meditirao.
But what did he do with that original inclination of the soul?
Ali šta je on radio sa tom prirodnom naklonošću duše?
To experience rasa.
Da kuša tu rasu.
Or to love and be loved.
I da voli i da bude voljena.
Ništa.
Ništa.
He developed a dilemma.
I u njemu se razvila dilema.
He was emotionally starved.
On je bio emocionalno šta? Izgladneo.
Yes, izgladneo. One day he saw two fishes approaching each other with romantic intent.
I jednog dana video je dve ribe koje su jednostavno bile tako romantične i prilazile su jedna drugoj.
And they produced male dece.
I oni su pravili su male dece.
He saw all this. And he became agitated inside his heart.
I kad je to video unutar svog srca, on je postao tako uznemiren.
Please note it, note. It's actually not entirely correct that the fishes were the cause of his arising emotions.
Molim vas, obratite pažnju, znači nije sada da su te dve ribe bile kompletan uzrok njegovog tog uznemirenja.
The reason was really his starved emotions.
Njegov razlog glavni su bile te izgladnele emocije.
He had not taken care of loving and be loved.
Jer on se nije brinuo po tom pitanju da voli i da bude voljen.
As a result, he felt so disturbed in his mind that he could not practice any longer this difficult practice called rechaka, where you keep your breath inside. He had to get up on the land and breathe like we human beings do.
I kao rezultat toga on više nije mogao da praktikuje tu vrstu joge i zadržavanja daha, jednostavno bio toliko uznemiren da je izašao na površinu i počeo da diše kao svi drugi.
You know the rest of this story, it's an embarrassing story.
I znate kraj te priče, to je vrlo začuđujuća priča.
He felt so much the need for female companionship that he married 50 wives, not one, not two, not 10, 50.
I on je jako puno želeo društvo suprotnog pola, tako da ne, oženio je ne jednu, ne dve, nego 50 žena.
In philosophical terms, he went to the mundane rasa.
I po gledano filozofski, on sad se vratio u tu svetovnu rasu.
The taste which comes out of relationships.
A to je ukus koji dolazi iz odnosa.
And which is the essential need of the soul.
Koja je suštinska potreba duše.
But we heard that the soul cannot satisfy this need in the material plane.
Ali mi znamo da na materijalnom nivou duša ne može da nađe zadovoljstvo iz te vrste rase odnosa.
This was also the case with Shobari Muni and his 50 wives.
I to je takođe bio slučaj sa Shobari Munijem i sa njegovih 50 žena.
When they were old, they all met together.
Kada su ostarili, skupili su se zajedno.
Shobari said, I have tried to satisfy all of you with whatever was left from my yoga potencies.
I Shobari Muni mi rekao, ja sam zaista pokušao da zadovoljim svaku od vas sa svim onim moćima koje su mi ostale stekavši ih praktikovanjem joge.
Let us now ask ourselves the very sincere questions, my dear wives. Are we satisfied? Are we emotionally fulfilled in our lives?
Drage moje žene, hajde sada da se zapitamo jedno veoma važno pitanje. Da li smo mi zaista zadovoljni i emotivno u našem životu?
They were beautiful princesses when they were young.
I kada su bile mlade, one su bile prelepe princeze.
And also now they were very beautiful.
I takođe i sada bile su jako, jako lepe.
Very cultured.
Veoma kulturne.
They said, my dear husband, we are not satisfied.
I one su sve rekle, dragi naš mužu, ali mi nismo zadovoljni.
Shobari said, this is, the reason for this is, we have only tried to fill the desire of the soul on the mundane platform.
I onda je Shobari Muni rekao, da, razlog tome je što smo mi pokušali da tu težnju duše ispunimo na materijalnom nivou.
Let us use our time now to experience the bhakti rasa, the spiritual rasa and relationship to Lord Hrishikesha.
I hajde sada da iskoristimo to vreme da usmerimo tu rasu i da iskusimo tu rasu prema gospodu Hrishikeshu.
And they went into the forest and practiced bhakti yoga.
I otišli su u šumu i praktikovali su bhakti jogu.
Can I please have your pen? Our love, Prabhupada said, is like a ray of light which comes from the heart.
I Prabhupada kaže, naša ljubav je kao zrak svetla koji izlazi iz srca.
And the love always comes to a T junction. This is a T junction.
I to je kao slovo T.
It can go levo or desno.
Može se ići levo ili desno.
It can go into the material field.
Može se ići u materijalno polje.
And experience the limitations of the mundane rasa.
I imati iskustvo ograničenosti materijalne rase.
Or it can choose to go in that spiritual direction where the unlimited bhakti rasa is waiting.
Ili možemo odabrati da idemo u duhovnu, na duhovnu stranu i da iskusimo tu neograničenu bhakti rasu koja čeka na nas.
How will love decide?
Kako će sada ljubav da odluči?
What way will we choose to go?
Kojim ćemo putem odabrati da idemo?
What way do you personally want to go?
Kojim putem vi lično želite da idete?
And another question.
I još jedno pitanje.
Are you really free to choose if you want to go levo or desno in this journey of love?
I na tom putu ljubavi, da li smo mi slobodni da odlučimo da li ćemo ići levo ili desno?
What do you do when spring comes?
Šta radite kada dođe proleć?
What do you do when you all of a sudden feel that need? I need someone.
I šta radite kada osetite tu potrebu, o, tako mi treba neko.
And the Swami comes and says, you need Krishna.
I onda dođe Swami i kaže vam, pa treba vam Krishna.
But you don't feel that.
Ali vi ne osjećate to.
You say, I've heard that already.
A vi kažete, da, ja sam već to čuo.
Didn't work with me.
Ali nije funkcionisalo to samo.
I'm not a Sveti Savac.
Nisam ja Sveti Sava.
Please understand.
Molim te, razumi.
We will now talk about this.
Sada ćemo govoriti o tome.
Listen, very carefully.
Slušajte jako pažljivo.
It might change your whole life.
Može da promeni ceo vaš život.
This evening you might experience some higher understanding which will bring you to the spiritual platform.
Ove večeri možete da iskusite neka dublja razumevanja koja će vas kasnije odvesti na duhovni nivo.
There is a very, very deep understanding which is really cultivated in the yoga shastras about how feelings evolve in the mind and in the heart actually.
I postoji jedno razumevanje u yoga šastrama o tome kako se ta osjećanja razvijaju unutar uma.
It happens when you concentrate on your mind on something.
To se dešava kada svoj um koncentrišemo na nešto.
Lord Krishna speaks about this in the mundane rasa and how the mundane emotions start in the Bhagavad Gita.
I u Bhagavad Giti Krishna opisuje kako počinju da se razvijaju te materijalna rasa.
He says by contemplating the object of the senses an attachment will develop.
On kaže kontemplirajući predmete uživanja razvija se vezanost za njih.
I have seen this often in airplanes.
Ja to često viđam u avionu.
I'm sitting and then next to me is a businessman and next to him is a business lady.
Ja recimo sedim, a do mene je neki poslovan čovek, a do njega sedi jedna poslovna žena.
I'm sitting three rows in another direction.
A ja sad ja u drugom pravcu
but
gledam.
Even I can smell the exquisite fragrance of Paris perfume.
Iako sam tako udaljen, ja ipak mogu da osetim taj snažan miris tog nekog parijskog parfema.
Yes. Now the poor businessman is just next to the source of the Paris perfume.
Sad jadan taj biznisman koji sedi ono odmah do izvora tog parijskog parfema.
He gets nervous, he takes out his laptop and pretends to radite, radite.
Jako je nervozan i onda uzme svoj laptop i pretvara se da nešto radi.
But he is already finished because his mind is already concentrated on the objects of sense gratification.
Ali već je gotovo, ono je totalno mu je um privučen tim objektom čulnog uživanja.
And I'm there and making my philosophical study.
A ja pravim svoju filozofsku studiju.
And I can see how the emotions overwhelm him totally.
I jednostavno vidim kako su ga totalno preplavila osjećanja.
He gets red and green and blue and yellow and everything.
Postaje crven, zelen, onda žut, samo menja boje.
His mind seems to be captured.
Jednostavno njegov um je uhvaćen.
It is concentrated even against his will.
I jednostavno koncentrisan na to protiv njegove volje.
He has a wife at home.
On ima ženu u kući, decu.
So the thing that when the mind gets concentrates either voluntarily or by force, then the emotions happen. This principle is used in Bhakti Yoga also.
I u Bhakti Yogi, znači, kako i u Bhakti Yogi, tako i ovako, postoji taj princip. Jednostavno, ako se um usmeri na nešto, bilo da je to protiv naše volje ili jednostavno dobrovoljno, onda se rađa vezanost za to.
In Bhakti Yoga, we know that our mind will most properly be captured by the material energy if we have not placed it before on Krishna's lotus feet.
I mi znamo u Bhakti Yogi da će jednostavno naš um da se zalepi za materijalne objekte ako nismo prethodno svoju pažnju usmerili ka Krishni.
So before the mind is captured and concentrated against its will maybe, we are making a conscious effort to direct our mind on Krishna.
I mi trebamo da uložimo svestan napor da svoj um usmerimo ka Krišni pre nego što se desi to da jednostavno protiv naše volje da naš um odluta i da se jednostavno zalepi za neki predmet materijalno.
I would like to now tell you six practices which help you to concentrate your mind on Krishna.
I sada ću vam dati šest praktičnih saveta kako da svoj um skoncentrišemo na Krishnu.
The first is this is really not so much for beginners, but beginners can also try this.
Ovo nije baš toliko za početnike, ali i početnici mogu da probaju to.
It starts with making obeisances.
To počinje sa odavanjem poštovanja.
Obeisances to Krishna. It really does something to you.
Odati poštovanje Krišni, to zaista jako puno može da nam pomogne. Jednostavno funkcioniše na nas.
Some devotees go to Vrindavan and make Dandavat Parikrama. They pay so many obeisances and go in obeisances around Giriraj Govardhan, or if you want to have a small root, Radha Kunsyama Kund.
Neki bhakta odlaze u Indiju, Vrindavan, i onda jednostavno samo odaju poštovanje i tako obiđu ceo Govardhan, odavajući poštovanje, ili ako hoće da bude to malo kraće, onda oko Radha Kunda ili Shyama Kunda.
You think of Krishna.
Misle na Krishnu.
Or of Radha Krishna.
Ili na Radha Krishnu.
And you just pay obeisances after obeisances.
I odaju poštovanje za poštovanjem.
Please accept me.
Molim vas, prihvatite me.
Please accept my little attempts to please you.
Molim vas, prihvatite ovaj moj mali pokušaj da vas zadovoljim.
I am only your part and parcel.
Ja sam samo vaš delić i čestica.
My dear devotees who have done this have reported amazing spiritual visions and realizations.
I dragi moji bhakte, oni bhakte koji su to već učinili, jednostavno su imali tu realizaciju kako je to jako važno i koliko je to promenilo njihov odnos prema Krišni.
They have seen things which are usually reserved for very high on very high levels.
I imali su uvid u stvari koje su rezervisane samo na nekim visokim nivoima.
But it's very rare to, they will never talk about this. They don't want to lose it.
Ali oni ne žele da pričaju o tome.
So in temples we can also do this.
I mi također možemo da odajemo poštovanje u templu.
The most important thing when you pay your obeisances is that you put your mind on the lotus feet of God.
I glavna poenta odavanja poštovanja je da fokusiramo svoj um na lotosova stopala gospodina.
Your whole material concept will go away.
I ceo naš materijalni koncept će da jednostavno nestane.
As you go down, because the false ego will not go down with you, and you will all of a sudden find out, ooh, it's so nice to be in these areas without my false ego, which is still standing.
Jer kad se mi spuštamo polako na dole, naš false ego neće to hteti, onda ćete vi da jednom osjetiti to kako je to lepo, vidjet ćete da false ego ostaje za vama, on se neće spuštati, a vi ćete polako da idete dole.
Obeisances, when you do it consciously, separates you from your false ego, which will not go along with you. You separate.
I kada svesno odajemo poštovanje, onda ćemo vidjeti kako nas to odvaja od false ega, koji jednostavno neće ići sa nama.
Hare Krishna. Yes. It is actually like this, if you want to see, when you go make a simple obeisance like this, the heart is higher than the head.
Jer evo pogledajte sad kada ovako odajemo ovo jednostavno poštovanje, onda je srce iznad glave.
Hare Krishna. But you have to do it, you have to not only do it in the body, like a body exercise for wrestling or something, it has to be in the umski. Yeah.
Ali to trebamo da uradimo onako svesno, ne samo kao neku telesnu vežbu.
This is known in also other traditions. Muslims also do this everywhere it's done.
I to je poznato i u drugim tradicijama. Muslimani to rade i ostali.
I was once remembering, I put my most humble obeisances to someone, and when I came up, I was surrounded by pigs. It was in India.
I sećam se jednom u Indiji, odao sam poštovanje, onda kada sam se podigao, vidio sam da sam okružen svinjama.
I really felt in a different company than I'm accustomed to.
Jer jednom sam se osetio čudno u tom nekom novom okruženju na koje nisam bio navika.
And they were looking down on me.
Gledali su dole na mene.
And I felt if my father would see this.
Ja sam pomislio da ovo moj tata vidi.
He would say, "You are so extreme."
I rekao bi, "O, tako si ekstreman."
What is with the German? What is with your self-esteem?
Šta je sa tvojim samopouzdanjem?
What is with your you know, in German we pride is not a bad word. Yeah, it's a good word. Yeah. Stolz.
Zapravo ponos u Nemačkoj nije loša reč. To je tamo dobra reč.
So it's not necessary that we go and do our obeisances in such situations. I'm just giving you some understanding.
Naravno, nije neophodno da odajemo poštovanje na taj način, jednostavno sam samo hteo da ovo kao primjer navedem.
The next is prayers. Prayers focus your mind on Krishna.
Sljedeća druga stvar je molitva, jednostavno fokusirati se na Krishnu.
The next is to do service for Krishna.
Treći korak je raditi službu za Krishnu.
You do it like this. Before you do something, you make it a conscious endeavor that this is for you, Krishna.
I možete da praktikujete ovako, da bilo šta pre nego što nešto uradite, onda da imate, da budete svesni, e, Krishna, ovo sad radim za tebe.
I'm now going to the temple and I will decorate the temple for you, Krishna.
Sada idem u hram i ukrasit ću ga za tebe, Krishna.
I will now cook something for the devotees who are so dear to you, Krishna.
I sada ću skuvati nešto za tvoje drage bakte, Krishna.
It's in other words a conscious meditation.
To je drugim rečima svesna meditacija.
The next thing is to remember Krishna's lotus feet.
Sljedeći korak je sjećati se Krišninih lotosovih stopala.
That fixes your mind on Krishna.
To će ufiksirati naš um na Krišnu.
And then comes the next practice, which is to hear about Krishna regularly.
I sljedeća praksa je slušati redovno o Krišni.
For instance, when you chant his holy name.
Naprimjer, kada mantramo sveto ime.
All these things can concentrate the mind on the Lord.
Sve te stvari će fokusirati i skoncentrisati naš um na Krišnu.
And wherever your mind is concentrated, then rasa or that taste of emotional fulfillment will happen there.
I na šta god je naš um skoncentrisan, u tom pravcu tu će se i razviti naša rasa.
In a spiritual life it's so important that you make the conscious endeavor to focus your mind.
I u svesnosti Krišne je jako važno da napravimo svestan napor da skoncentrišemo, odnosno fokusiramo svoj um.
If you do not make a conscious endeavor to do this, Maya or the material environment around you will snatch your mind and will engage it, even though you may not like it.
I ako ne napravimo taj svestan napor da usmerimo um ka Krišni, jednostavno materijalno okruženje će čak protiv naše volje jednostavno ukrasti naš um i onda će ga angažovati na nekoj drugoj strani.
So, a devotee who is not strong in his sadhana has no chance.
I bakta koji nije jak u svojoj sadani, on nema šanse.
You know, most of us are congregational devotees.
I većina nas, mi smo kongregacijski bakte.
The whole day are so many material impressions.
I po ceo dan imamo jako puno materijalnih impresija.
If we do not reserve part of our day for something where we really concentrate our mind on Krishna, we are lost.
I ako ne izdvojimo jedan deo dana da se samo skoncentrišemo na Krišnu, jednostavno bit ćemo izgubljeni.
Why?
Zašto?
Because we need rasa.
Jer nam treba rasa.
We need this taste in our heart.
Treba nam taj ukus u našem srcu.
If we don't have a spiritual taste, we will be forced to look for a material taste.
I ako nemamo duhovni ukus, onda ćemo biti prisiljeni da tražimo materijalni ukus.
Prabhupada gave once a very nice example of the heart. He says it's like a glass.
Srila Prabhupada jednom dao jako lep primjer koji se odnosi na srce. On je rekao srce je kao šolja.
And he said when it is full with Krishna consciousness, then it cannot be filled with any material impressions.
I kada je napunjeno sa svesnošću Krišne, onda više nema mesta ni za kakve materijalne impresije.
But if it's empty,
ali ako je prazno,
it will become filled with Maya.
Postaće ispunjeno Majom.
Maya will make every possible endeavor to infiltrate your heart. It's her most precious property, landing property. That's all she wants, your heart.
I Maja će na sve moguće načine pokušati da se infiltrira u naše srce, jer je to njoj jako bitno da se ona tu smesti na bilo koji način da uđe unutra.
Now you can say, I will be in a neutral land, like a yogi.
E sad mi možemo da kažemo, ne, ovako, ja ću sad da budem na nekom neutralnom položaju kao ovaj yogi.
I will practice Krishna consciousness automatically.
I praktikovat ću svesnost Krišne automatski.
But without bhakti or the experience of the bhakti rasa, your Krishna consciousness is like a feast without hunger.
Ali to će biti jednostavno bez bhakti, to će biti kao neki feast, jednostavno mi nećemo biti gladni.
You will never experience a meal if you don't have hunger.
Jer ako nismo gladni, nikada ne možemo da kušamo ukusan obrok.
If you have no bhakti in your heart, you will never ever experience what is Krishna consciousness.
I ako nemate bhakti u svom srcu, onda nikada nećete moći da kušate i da saznate šta je zapravo ta svesnost Krishna.
I remember when I came to Subotica, Shaktyaladini and Bhakti Rasa, Bhakti Grantaji had cooked a feast for me.
I kada sam bio u Subotici, onda Shaktyaladini i Bhakti Granta Prabhu su skuvali feast za mene.
But I hadn't eaten breakfast in Novi Sad because there were so many devotees who wanted to speak with me.
I u Novom Sadu nisam doručkovao, jer je bilo jako puno bhakta koji su pričali sa mnom.
And I remember then I came to Parameshwari and I said, Hare Krishna, yes, I'm so glad and at 2 o'clock.
I onda u 2 sata sam otišao kod Parameshwari Mataji i rekao sam, o, jako sam gladan.
And I remember I ate so much, so when I came to Subodhicha, I saw the huge feast of Bhakti Granta, but there was no hunger.
A onda kada sam otišao u Suboticu i video taj divan feast koji je pripremio Bhakti Granta, jednostavno, nisam bio gladan.
And without this hunger, this feast looked like a terror act.
A bez gladi taj feast izgleda kao neki teroristički...
I was afraid.
Jednostavno bio sam uplašen.
How will I escape this situation?
Kako ću sada da pobegnem iz ove situacije?
These devotees have lovingly cooked for me, but ja sam puna.
Ovi bhakti su zaista s ljubavlju kuvali za mene, ali ja sam pun.
I was not pleased by the feast.
Jednostavno taj feast nije mogao da mi pričini nikakvo zadovoljstvo.
If you have no bhakti rasa, no taste for Krishna in your heart, Krishna consciousness will be like a feast without hunger. You will not eat it. I also couldn't. I said, Bhakti Grantaji, milas, I cannot eat even one leaf of spinach. I'm so full.
I ako nemamo tu bhakti rasu u svom srcu, onda jednostavno svesnost Krišće će biti tu, ali mi nećemo imati tu glad da to uzmemo. I evo, kao u ovom mom primjeru sa bhakti granta prabom, ja sam bio toliko sit da sam mu rekao, bhakti granta, ja jednostavno ne mogu ni jedan list panače da pojedem.
Without the bhakti rasa, Krishna consciousness are like scriptures which you don't understand.
Bez bhakti rase, to je kao spis koji mi ne razumemo.
Without bhakti, Krishna consciousness is like an orchard for you without fruits.
I to je kao voćnjak bez voća.
So somehow or other, we have to direct our mind on spiritual things so that the spiritual emotions will start.
I zato moramo usmeriti svoj um na duhovne stvari, tako da te duhovne emocije se ispolje.
Spring is coming.
Proleće dolazi.
Please, my dear devotees, start your serious repair work on your sadhana.
I molim vas, dragi moji bhakte, počnite da popravljate svoju sadanu, da radite na tom.
You know, when spring is coming, people start to repair their bathing suits.
Kada proleće dođe, onda ljudi obično počnu da ono popravljaju svoje kupaće kostime.
They wash their summer clothes and put some perfume on it.
Peru svoju letnju garderobu, malo je namirišu.
They want to be prepared for the experience of emotional fulfillment.
I žele da budu spremni za to iskustvo emocionalnog ispunjenja.
I want to encourage you to repair your sadhana.
A ja želim vas da ohrabrim da popravite svoju sadhanu, da poradite na tome.
Your spiritual technique which will put your mind on Krishna so that spiritual tastes and spiritual emotional fulfillment can happen.
Da poradite na vašoj duhovnoj tehnici koja će da usmeri vaš um ka Krišni i tako ćete iskusiti duhovno i emocionalno ispunjenje.
But now comes the question.
Ali sada dolazi pitanje.
Sachinanda Swami.
Sachinandana Swami.
Budi praktikalni.
Budi praktičan.
Praktične?
Praktičan.
Oh, yes. We have tried.
Mi smo pokušali.
We were convinced when we were young.
I bili smo ubeđeni u to kad smo bili mladi.
This what you say is for young devotees.
I to sad što si rekao, to je za mlade bhakte.
We are now interested in ISKCON in human relationships and emotional fulfillment amongst humans.
A mi ovde sad u ISKCONu, mi smo zainteresovani za te odnose jedni prema drugima.
Tell us very clearly.
I molim te, reci nam jasno.
Can we have spiritual experiences when we have human fulfilling human relationship?
Da li možemo da imamo duhovno ispunjenje kroz odnose, kroz ljudske, međuljudske odnose?
You spoke about the T junction.
Pričao si o ovom T raskrsnici.
Our loop, you said ljubav must decide, will it go left or right?
I rekao si da ljubav može da ide ili levo ili desno.
Will it go to the human relationships or to the relationship with God?
Ili će ići u smeru ljudskih odnosa ili će ići u smeru odnosa sa Gospodom.
You have presented an either or situation.
Ti si sad nama predstavio ili ili situaciju.
According to you,
prema tebi,
we all have to become sveti bhaktas.
Svi bi trebali da postanemo sveti bhakte.
Listen very carefully.
Slušajte jako pažljivo.
The answer to this question might change your life.
Odgovor na ovo pitanje može da promeni vaš život.
Do you remember the Queen Kunti?
Da li se sećate kraljice Kunti?
Queen Kunti fought many emotional battles in her life.
Kraljica Kunti se borila na jako puno emocionalnih bitki u svom životu.
She had six sons.
Imala je šest sinova.
Five were known as the Pancha Pandavas.
Petorica su bili poznati kao Pancha Pandave.
Yudhishthira, Arjuna, Bhima and the two twins.
Yudhishthira, Bhima, Arjuna i dvojica blizanaca.
And the sixth son, the oldest, was known as Karna.
A šesti sin je bio poznat kao Karna.
Karna didn't know that the five Pandavas are his brothers, and the five Pandavas didn't know that Karna is their oldest brother.
Karna nije znao da je on brat petorice Pandava i da su oni njemu braća. Niti su to znali Pandave.
And it happened that a deadly hatred developed between Karna and Arjuna.
I desilo se tako da između Arjuna i Karne da se razvilo jednostavno toliko ubitačna mržnja.
The two brothers who didn't know that they were brothers.
Između dvoje braća koji nisu znali da su oni braća.
Karna swore, I will never wash my feet again before Arjuna, as long as Arjuna is living, I want to kill him. Then I will wash my feet again.
Karna se zakleo, neću oprati svoja stopala dokle god je Arjuna živ. To će učiniti tek onda kada on umre.
Karna was not a gypsy who didn't mind not washing his feet.
Karna nije bio neki ciganin, ono koji nije hteo da, mrzilo ga da pere svoje stopala.
It was a high sacrifice for him to not wash his feet.
Jer to je u stvari bilo velika žrtva za njega da ne opere svoje stopala.
Hare Krishna. The night before the confrontation of the two brothers, Kunti, the mother of the two, came to Karna.
I noć pre nego što će se dva brata suočiti, Kunti je otišla do Karne.
And she said, Karna.
I rekla je Karna.
Both you and Arjuna are born from underneath my heart.
I rekla je Karna, i ti i Arjuna ste rođeni od mene, iz mog srca.
Go to the five Pandavas.
Idi do petorice Pandava.
They will embrace you.
Oni će te zagrliti.
They will make you the king of the earth.
I učinit će te da postaneš kralj cele zemlje.
Karna was shocked.
Karna je bio u šoku.
He thought.
Pomislio je.
Then this mightiest of warriors, you know, he was born with golden earrings and a golden armor. He was the best warrior.
On je bio najbolji ratnik, on je rođen sa zlatnim naušnicama i sa oklopom, štitom.
She said, "Mother, you are not my mother."
On je rekao, "Majko, ti nisi moja majka."
Now it's too late.
Sada je jako kasno.
You threw me out when I was dependent on the milk of your breasts.
Ti si mene odbacila kada sam ja bio zavistan od mleka tvojih grudi.
I was picked up by Radha, the wife of a low-born chariot driver.
I mene je odgajala Rada, niskoklasna žena vozača kočije.
She is my mother.
Ona je moja majka.
When she took me, milk flowed from her breasts out of motherly love.
I usled njene majčinske ljubavi, kad god bi me uzela, mleko bi teklo iz njenih grudi.
I will not listen to you.
I ja te neću poslušati.
Now the sacrifice of war has to start.
A sada treba da počne žrtva rata.
I will fight against your sons.
Ja ću se boriti protiv tvojih sinova.
Can you imagine what this did to a mother?
Da li možete da zamislite šta je to taj njegov stav, kako je on pogodio majku?
Imagine being a bhakti, this would happen between your sons. No, you have one son and one daughter. Yeah. That's not good example. Yeah, yeah. They're fighting already. This is too much for a mother.
To je za majku previše.
And Kunti had to be silent.
I Kunti jednostavno je ostala tiha, ništa nije
rekla. If you want to hear the whole story, it takes me exactly 5 hours to explain it, so I can't do it here.
I sad trebalo bi mi 5 sati kad bih počeo da vam pričam celu priču, tako da to neću napraviti.
Now at the end of her thoughts, much later after the war where Karna was slain by Arjuna, Kunti came before Krishna and prayed to him, a beautiful prayer which I want to read to you.
I puno posle toga, kada je rat prošao i kada je Arjuna ubio Karnu, Kunti je otišla ispred gospoda Krišne.
Yes. Kunti was there when Karna was lying in the blood of his heart and dying.
Jer Kunti je bila prisutna tu kada je Karna okupan krvlju ležao i kada je umro.
A little later she prayed to Krishna because she suffered so much from these human emotions.
I ona se molila gospodu Krišni zato što ona jako puno patila zbog tih ljudskih emocija.
She addressed Krishna as the Lord of Madhu.
Ona je oslovila Krišnu kao gospodara Madua.
Madhu means honey, which is slatki med.
Madhu je sladak med.
It means something which has to do with rasa, a taste.
To je nešto što je jako puno povezano sa rasom, sa ukusom.
She prayed, O Lord of Madhu, as the Ganges forever flows to the sea without hindrances.
Ona je rekla, O Madhu, kao što Ganga plovi ka moru.
Without hindrances?
Bez prepreka.
Yeah. As the Ganga forever flows to the sea without hindrances.
Kao što Ganga plovi prema moru bez prepreka.
Let my attraction be constantly drawn unto you without being directed to anyone else.
Neka moja usmerenost tako bude ka tebi bez bilo kakvih prekida.
It seems to be the T model.
I to je ovaj model slova T.
Exclusive love to God.
To je ekskluzivna ljubav prema Bogu. Isključiva.
When I read this, I was very, very interested to now find out how Prabhupada would comment this prayer.
I kada sam ovo pročitao, bio sam jako puno zainteresovan da saznam sad kakav će komentar Šila Prabhupada da da na ovu molitvu.
No one else is to be loved than God. This is what the prayer says.
Ova molitva u suštini kaže da niko drugi ne treba da bude voljen osim Gospoda.
But Prabhupada brings a soft voice into our heart.
Ali Šila Prabhupad, jednostavno, njegov sladak glas jednostavno se pojavlja u našem srcu sad kad budemo pročitati.
He says, to cut off the tie of all other affections does not mean complete negation of the fine elements like affection for someone else. Yes. He says, to cut off all other affections
presjeći sve vezanosti
does not mean to cut off the finer elements like affection for someone else.
To ne znači presjeći i druge od druga osjećanja ka nekom drugom.
This is not possible.
To nije moguće.
All living beings,
sva živa bića,
whoever they may be,
kogod da su ona,
must have this feeling of affection for others.
Moraju imati osjećaje privrženosti ka drugima.
Because this is a symptom of life.
Jer je to simptom života.
This, the symptoms of life cannot be annihilated.
I ti simptomi života ne mogu da budu uništeni.
It means we will have desire.
Znači moramo imati želje.
Anger.
Gnev.
Hankerings.
Težnje, žudnje.
Feelings of attraction.
Osjećanje privlačnosti.
This cannot be annihilated. It must be there.
To jednostavno ne može biti uništeno nama, to mora
if
da bude.
If you don't have these feelings, you are emotionally dead.
Jer ako nemamo sva ta osjećanja, onda smo emocionalno mrtvi.
Ali.
Ali.
So that this does not become a material, a frustrating material experience, we have to bring Krishna into the picture also.
E sad, da to ne bi postalo materijalno frustrirajuće iskustvo, mi moramo u tu celu sliku da stavimo i Krishnu.
Prabhupada was later gives an example that when there are two people together, they absolutely need the sun.
Jer Šila Prabhupad je također rekao kada su dvoje ljudi zajedno, apsolutno je neophodno da tu postoji sin, treća osoba. Kako? A sunce?
Sunce. Yes. You want to have a son?
No.
When two human beings are together, they must have the sunce.
Kada su dve osobe zajedno, moraju da imaju sunce.
Because otherwise they will not see each other.
Inače neće se videti.
Slušajte, slušajte, Prabhu.
Slušajte.
It's not so funny.
Nije tako smešno. Yeah,
it's only a little funny.
Malo je smešno.
Yeah. When there is no sun, we can't see each other.
Jer kada nema sunca, ne možemo da se vidimo.
We don't know who's who.
Ne znamo ko je ko.
When I meet Mahaprabhu in the darkness of a Bosnian night. I will maybe even afraid of him.
You know?
Because I can't see, it's my dragi Mahaprabhu.
Kada bih sreo usred Bosne u mraku Mahaprabhu Prabhu, a možda bi se uplašio, jer ne bi znao ko je on, a to je u stvari moj dragi Mahaprabhu Prabhu.
Yeah. Only when there is a sun I can see, this is my dragi Mahaprabhu. He will most probably have Nishinga oil for me.
A kada je to sunce, onda ja vidim i onda kažem, aha, da, to je dragi Mahaprabhu Prabhu i možda ima Nrisimha ulje maha za mene.
Yeah, yeah. So, when you have relationships, there must be Krishna inside.
I kad imamo odnos sa nekim, onda mora Krishna da bude u
so
tom odnosu.
Recognize the person before you and his spiritual needs.
Tako da možemo da prepoznamo osobu koja je ispred nas i sve njene potrebe.
This is what Queen Kunti says.
I to je ono čemu Kunti priča.
Like the Ganga goes to the ocean.
Kao što Ganga teče prema okeanu.
I want that my attraction goes to you, Krishna.
Želim da moja privrženost tako teče ka tebi, Krishna.
Then what does the Ganga do when it's in the ocean?
A šta Ganga radi kada dođe do okeana?
It becomes clouds.
Postane oblak.
And gives the needed water to all those who live on the land.
I daje svu potrebnu vodu onima koji žive na njenim obalama.
I want to encourage you today.
I želim danas da vas ohrabrim.
Please think about this tema.
Molim vas, mislite o ovoj temi.
Please make some plan in your life.
Molim vas, napravite neki plan u svom životu.
How you can develop your bhakti rasa.
Kako možete razviti svoju bhakti rasu?
It will develop when you concentrate in your life on Krishna.
To će se desiti kada skoncentrišete svoj život na Krishnu.
When you concentrate on the Rolling Stones, you will love Rolling Stones music.
Ako se skoncentrišete na Rolling Stones-e, onda ćete voliti njihovu muziku.
When you concentrate on Nam Yagya, you will like the holy name.
Ako se skoncentrišete kada ste na Nama Yagi, onda ćete voliti sveto ime.
Wherever you concentrate your mind, that's where rasa will appear.
Gde god skoncentrišete svoj um na tu stvar, tu će se rasa pojaviti za to.
Yes. We say this in dancing aesthetics, we say wherever the hand goes.
I u plesu, u tom estetici plesa, znamo gde god ruka ide,
there the eyes will follow.
Oči će također slediti.
Where the eyes go,
gde god oči idu,
there the mind will go.
Um će također ići tu.
And where the mind will go, there the heart goes.
A gde um ide, tu ide i srce.
This we say in Bharatanatyam dance.
I to je poznato i u Bharatanatyam plesu.
So, this was easy to translate for Vinurati. But you need to want this.
Ali trebamo da želimo to.
I will end with telling you a little story.
Završit ću sa jednom pričom.
There was once a sadhu.
Jednom je bio jedan sadhu.
He wanted so much that people would go to Vaikuntha, the world, the kingdom of God.
I on je jako puno želeo da svi ljudi odu na Vaikuntu, u carstvo Boga.
And for this end, he collected funds to build a temple.
I iz tog razloga on je skupljao ljude tako da može da temple izgradi.
One day he paid, but the people were not interested to give donations.
Ali ljudi nisu baš bili puno zainteresovani da daju donacije.
It's not, they were not like the devotees in Belgrade.
Nisu bili kao bhakti iz Srbije.
Onda the priest prayed to Krishna and Krishna appeared before him.
Sveštenik se molio Krishni i Krishna mu se pojavio.
Can you help me to make my project more attractive, said the priest.
Sveštenik rekao, da li možeš da mi pomogneš da učinim moj projekat malo atraktivnijim?
I want to give people passports to the kingdom of God.
Želim da dam ljudima pasoš za kraljevstvo Boga.
The Lord smiled.
A Gospod se nasmešio.
He very sweetly said yes.
I jako slatko rekao da.
You, you can tell the people that even without sadhana, they can immediately go back to the kingdom of God if they are ready to depart immediately.
Možeš slobodno reći ljudima da bez bilo kakve sadane odmah mogu da odu u Božje carstvo samo pod jednim uslovom da budu spremni odmah da odu.
Then the Lord smiled and said, I will visit you a little later.
I onda se Gospod nasmeši i rekao mu je, posjetit ću te ja malo kasnije.
So the sadhu, oh, this is wonderful. He went and he saw two people who were getting ready to marry.
I onda sadhu je otišao i rekao, ovo je divno. I onda je video dve osobe koje su baš bile, trebale da se venčaju.
People,
a ljudi,
you can go to the kingdom of God.
Možete otići u kraljevstvo Boga.
You only have to depart immediately.
Jedino što treba da napravite je da odmah odete.
A life of eternal bliss and knowledge is waiting for you.
Život potpunog znanja, blaženstva vas očekuje.
The young people said, Saduji, are you thinking properly?
Ti mladi ljudi su rekli, Sadu, da ti pravilno razmišljaš?
We have just married.
Mi smo se upravo venčali.
We want a slatki sin.
Želimo slatkog sina.
But you can go to our old frustrated parents. Maybe they go.
Možeš otići do svojih starih frustriranih roditelja. Možda će oni želeti da odu.
So the sadhu went to these very frustrated old people.
I sadu je otišao do tih starih frustriranih ljudi.
It's time for you to go back home, back to God.
Vreme je sada za vas da se vratite nazad kući Bogu.
Just say da and you can go.
Samo recite da i odmah možete ići.
Do you understand? Our son has just died. married. Married.
Rekli su, zar ti ne razumeš? Naš sin se upravo oženio.
Now he finally does something with his life.
Sada je konačno učinio nešto sa svojim životom.
We want to see our grandson.
I sada želimo da vidimo svoje unuče.
We are frustrated.
Mi jesmo frustrirani.
Life was not very kind with us.
Život nije baš bio ljubazan prema nama.
Soon it will be.
Ali uskoro će biti.
The sadhu was sad, but he heard that there was one person who had a terrible accident.
Sadhu je bio jako tužan, ali onda je čuo da ima jedna osoba koja je imala užasnu nesreću.
He was now in an Ayurvedic bolnica.
I nalazila se sada na ajurvedskoj bolnici. U ajurvedskoj bolnici.
He was bandaged all over.
Imala je zavoje svuda po telu.
Every bone of his body was broken.
Svaka koska u njegovom telu bila je polomljena.
The sadhu went to him and said, surely you must be now very desirous to go back home, back to God. No.
Sadhu je rekao, aj ti moraš sigurno biti jako željen zaista da ideš nazad kući Bogu, zar ne?
Listen to the answer of the person in the bolnica.
A poslušajte odgovor te osobe iz bolnice.
He said, I just made a business deal.
E, upravo sam sklopio jedan poslovni posao.
Now you should not pray that I depart from this world.
I sada jednostavno ne molim se za to da baš odem iz materijalnog sveta.
Pray that I soon enter the world again.
Iako ode, molim se da... A molim se zapravo da se vratim nazad u ovaj svet.
You will see that I want to see my business deal come through.
I želim da vidim kroz kako će da se odvija ta moj poslovni plan.
Sadhu was totally frustrated.
I sadhu je bio totalno frustriran.
He prayed to the Lord and the Lord appeared to him.
I pomolio se Gospodu i on se pojavio pred njim.
With tears of frustration he told him everything he had experienced.
I sa suzama frustracije on mu je ispričao sve kroz šta je prošao i šta je čuo.
The Lord only smiled.
A Gospod se samo smejao.
And he said, my dear Sadhu.
I rekao je, dragi moj Sadhu.
What is about you?
A šta je sa tobom?
you surely must be very interested to go back home, back to God, because you understand the value of an eternal life of bliss and knowledge, free from birth and death.
Ti sigurno moraš da imaš jaku želju da ideš u duhovni svet, u večni život znanja, blaženstva. Šta je sa tobom?
I must stay here to preach about your glories.
A ja moram da ostanem ovde da propovedam tvoje slave.
Who will preach about your glories if not I?
Ko će propovedati o tvojim slavama ako ne ja?
And for this I want to build my ashram.
I zbog toga ja želim da izgradim svoj ashram.
The Lord only smiled and disappeared.
Gospod se samo nasmešio i nestao.
As the sadhu was becoming more and more worldly minded.
I taj sadhu, on je postao sve više i više materijalno usmeren.
He said to the people.
I govorio je ljudima, rekao ljudima.
You can go back to Godhead, but at the time when you want.
Da, možete otići nazad kući Bogu, ali onda kada vi to budete želeli.
And he got many donations.
I dobio je puno donacija.
And he built a beautiful ashram.
Izgradio predivni ashram.
That's the end of my story.
I to je kraj moje priče.
But now comes my question.
Ali sada dolazi moje pitanje.
What is about you?
A šta je sa vama?
There was silence in the room.
Samo je bila tišina u sobi.
You are thinking.
Mislite.
Are you convinced?
Da li ste uvereni?
Do you like Krishna?
Da li volite Krishnu?
Are you convinced that there is an eternal world?
I da li ste uvereni da postoji večni svet?
Which is your home?
Koji je vaš dom?
These are questions which I leave to you.
Ova pitanja prepuštam vam.
I want to encourage you to think about this, to talk with your friends about it.
Želim da vas ohrabrim da razmišljate o tome i da popričate sa vašim prijateljima o tome.
Tomorrow evening I will start a very I hope it's an interesting seminar for you.
A sutra uveče započinjem nadam se interesantan seminar za vas.
We will talk about the spiritual journey.
Govorit ćemo o duhovnom putovanju.
The different challenges which will happen on the journey.
O različitim izazovima koji se mogu desiti na tom putu.
And the different, ways how to be successful in the spiritual journey.
I o različitim načinima kako možemo da budemo uspešni na duhovnom putu.
Hare Krishna. Let me summarize what I wanted to say today.
Na sada ću sumirati sve ono što sam teo da kažem danas.
There is a need in the heart for rasa.
Postoji potreba u srcu za rasom.
There are two options, the mundane taste or the spiritual taste.
I postoje dve opcije, materijalni ukus i duhovni ukus.
The mundane taste is limited and it is a problematic situation.
Materijalni ukus je problematičan i privremen.
And the spiritual taste is unlimited.
A duhovni ukus je neograničen.
But we have to awaken it.
Ali trebamo to probuditi.
And to awaken it, we will have to make a conscious choice where we focus our attention.
Ali za to nam je potreban svestan napor kako bismo usmerili našu pažnju.
And we need to give this focus a practical outlet, a practical dimension. We need to manifest our focus in practical ways.
A takođe tom fokusu trebamo dati i jednu praktičnu stranu, znači moramo nešto i praktično po tom pitanju da uradimo.
So I wanted to encourage you to think about your own improvements in your spiritual practice.
I želim da vas ohrabrim da poradite na duhovnim da duhovno poradite u svojoj praksi.
And I have given you a few techniques.
I dao sam vam nekoliko tehnika.
But you can try other things also. You know our scriptures well.
Ali možete probati i sa drugim stvarima. Vi svi znate jako dobro naše spise.
I thought tomorrow I would. Yes, I will. This I will. In one moment. So I thank you very much that you listened to me.
Hvala vam puno što ste me slušali.
You know from your past experience, I always want to make you think.
I vi znate i od pre da uvek želim da vas navedem na to da razmislite.
Please, during the lectures, I sometimes have to talk a little bit provocative so that you feel a little thoughtful.
I ponekad pričam na takav provokativan način, tako da vas učim da postanete malo više misaoni.
But I have ended my lecture now and I can bring my normal self. I'm very happy to be amongst you and I appreciate your association very much.
A sad kad sam završio lekciju, mogu da kažem da sam zaista jako srećan da budem sa vama.
Yes, I am.